Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one and I walk alone.
Yes, yes. Good morning. 710 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens and I had a really interesting opportunity yesterday to go throw the Tahoe around on Brunson Field at the driver training course for the Scammy County Sheriff's Office. John, good day.
Oh, it was amazing, man. It was amazing.
So, and we've been talking about this all day. Just because I think it's so, it was so much fun, and I'm trying to share it with you so you get it. And I'll have video.
Very educational.
Absolutely.
And fun.
And I'll have video for you, you know, probably later on today. I'll put the videos up. I have totally a newfound respect for the driving that they do, because everything that they do and all the stuff that they have to train you to do and make sure you can do, this proficiency testing, is for the new deputies, for the cadets, for everybody who's going to be on law enforcement driving a Tahoe around. They got to make sure you know how to drive it effectively. And so much of it is kind of counterintuitive or counter training. You know, you've learned to do things a certain way as a civilian your whole life, and then you have to, you know, learn to do this. And some of it would have applications in real life. Some of the evasion and braking stuff, I can see why that would be useful. And, you know, all of a sudden there's bad traffic. But, you know, you're not going to do it this way, typically. But, you know, some of the intersection stuff. But the other stuff, you know, like learning how to do a pit maneuver, you know, never going to need that in real life. Aw. But, yeah, we got, you know, we learned how to, like, I actually got to do a pit maneuver. Several. And if you don't know, the pit is when you're driving behind somebody who's a bad guy and you got to stop them. And the sheriff's office has talked many times about how they have increased their use of this. They've increased chases and they've increased the use of pit, and they've even equipped the Tahoes with this gear out front so it's not going to damage the car as much or at all when they do it. And that's how you stop a bad guy, because a lot of the times they got a stolen car. Stolen cars get used in homicides, drive-bys, and so they're trying to prevent that from happening. And one of the things that was, it was a theme throughout the whole day yesterday, is what you might see as aggressive driving to thwart a bad guy is actually designed to keep everybody safe. Citizens, civilians, the driver of the car, the sheriff's deputy, and also the bad guy. Because they are putting themselves, I mean, if a bad guy's running away at 70 miles an hour, something bad's going to happen to a citizen or to them. And, you know, if you can catch up to them and pit them and spin them and stop them, you are protecting their life, mm-hmm, and protecting the life of the sheriff's deputy and the citizen. So it's, you know, for everybody. But all kinds of things we learn. And I'll tell you, one of the highlights of the day, that, I mean, being able to do the pit and learning how to do it, and yeah, I can do it. John, were you surprised at how easy that is to do?
Yes, I was.
But
I thought it was some big violent event.
Same. I thought
I was,
it was
like, I was bracing on the back of the chair, just going, okay, here we go.
Because your whole life you learn, don't bump a car.
Yeah.
Don't touch a car.
Don't hit them.
And you do. And not much, though. But the point is, you know, I also had thought, well, a pit is like, we're crashing. Nope. You're just strategically, you know,
Yeah. Moving
them out of the way.
Exactly.
I thought, wow, that's a super effective maneuver, and, you know, interesting to see how it's done and see. And again, that they train for this, it's sort of common sense, right? If you're going to put somebody on the road and you want them to be able to use handcuffs, you train them to use handcuffs. And you want them to be able to use a baton, you train them to use a baton. And if you want them to use a taser, you train them to use a taser. And say it with me: if you want them to use a gun, you train them to use a gun. And if you want them to breach a door, you train them to breach a door. And if you want them to be able to evasive drive, pursue, or do a pit maneuver, you train them to do these things. And so you're not just assuming that somebody's going to get out on the road and know how to do this.
No, not at all, and
you don't, because so much of it is really kind of, like I say, counter habit, counter intuitive. And I've been driving for, gosh, I'd have to do the math, and I did the math earlier,
30,
I think 37
plus,
years.
Yeah, we'll just say 30 plus.
Yeah, 38 years. Gosh,
wow,
a long time. Almost four decades. Good Lord. And I'm a pretty good driver. I mean, everybody thinks they're a good driver. So what does it count if you say you're a good driver?
I had to put my car in sport mode to keep up with you.
Shh.
And I've got more horsepower than you do, son.
Shh. We don't have to talk about how we got to Brunson Field. I did say that to him at one point. I said, yeah, okay, this is hard because I've never driven a Tahoe before.
Right.
You put these constraining situations on me, avoid the pylon or whatever, and, you know, do it this way, shuffle steer, which I'll explain that in a second, and do all these, you know, high performance, tight, constrained, drive at 20, don't hit the brake, drive at 35, don't hit the brake, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, well, I can do it in my Civic.
He was like, well, the Civic would be much easier.
Yeah, it would be because it's smaller and more maneuverable. But guess what? We don't get to drive those. So we'll come back to this in a second. Tim Cole was the deputy, and he was fabulous.
Amazing.
And by the way, just a side note, like his own personal story, he was an Okaloosa EMT for EMS. And then he went to Santa Rosa. He was in fire and then did some stuff with lifeguard. And then he got kind of recruited to come here, you know, hey, buddy, come on a ride-along with
me. Yeah, come try this.
Oh, I'm in. So he's now been at the sheriff's office for like 6 or 7 years, and, you know, just people come from all different backgrounds. But think about the value of having a firefighter EMT as a sheriff's deputy. Like, what an advantage. And he's on SWAT, you know, so he's the paramedic for the SWAT team. Anyway, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
I even offered to sign up yesterday after that.
So. He tried to offer me. He's like, you know, I think you'd do okay. I'm like, I don't want to fight. If you have questions, text me, because I'm trying to tell you what I think was interesting. But if you have questions, text me, and I'll try to answer them. 437-1620. John's got traffic for you.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10 eastbound right around the Highway 29 exit. Approaching I-110 through that construction zone. You're going to see some minor delays, but we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you need complicated stuff inside your home repaired, air conditioning, heating, you know, electrical, plumbing, Peden does all of that. You know, they basically kind of decided, look, if we're going to do one, we might as well do more than one, we might as well do them all. Because these are all kind of, it's not that, you know, if you're good at plumbing, you're good at electrical. It's that the complicated stuff inside the home, why don't we kind of handle all of that? And so they have for more than 55 years. All along the Gulf Coast, from Tallahassee to Fort Walton to Gulf Breeze to Jay to, you know, Mobile now. They've expanded across the state line, so they're into Baldwin County and even to Mobile County. Quality products, quality installation, good people. They do it right the first time, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And this month, during August, soak into savings and trade in your old water heater with Peden. And by the way, old may not be all that old, you know? I mean, water heaters are not built to last like they used to, and, you know, the insurance requires. Anyway. I'm just saying, it might be time to start thinking about that, even though you might think, well, it's only been 7 years. Yeah, it's been 7 years. Anyway, $500 off a new tanked water heater or $1,000 off a new tankless water heater this month at Peden. Book online or check them out or get more information. Peden, PEADEN.com. All right, back to yesterday. And this is John and I got to go. Well, I drove and he rode. And got thrown around in the back seat.
Oh, yeah. It's nice and slippery back there. Yeah, there's nothing really.
I mean, it's not built for the comfort of the arrestee, right?
Well, I noticed that.
It's built for safety. And, I mean,
not to be vulgar about it,
but people in the back seat often, I mean, they throw up, they bleed. They, you know, like, you
right,
know, you
so
don't
they
want
just
a lot
wash
of,
it out.
You don't want plush cushions in the back seat, right?
Right.
So, anyway, some of the things that we got to do, serpentine driving forward at 20 miles an hour, weaving in and out of the cones. Serpentine driving backwards, not at speed, but just do it. And actually, I was pretty good at backward driving. I was surprised to find out. If you use your mirrors, people don't have experience with this. They don't know how to drive backwards, or they become reliant on the backup camera. And one of the things he told me is that they do a lot of backup driving testing, because backup driving is one of the ways the problems they have is, you know, they get into, you know, wrecks because, or just bump fender benders, whatever, because the deputies aren't as skilled at backup driving. So they teach them how to do backup driving and using your mirrors, which is the way to do it. Which luckily that's already the way I do it. So that's, you know, yay, I had that going for me.
Yay.
Going into an intersection, 35 miles an hour, hit the brakes hard, turn right, turn left. And it was raining yesterday, so that was extra fun. But, you know, John, occasionally hard turn, but that was the fun part.
Oh, yes. And I would slide to the side and, you know, I mean, I have muscles today that I didn't know I had that were kind of, yeah, stretch.
A little bit of a workout
some.
You got, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, look, I did fairly well. That's 35. That's coasting and braking and turning.
Oh, I caught one.
No.
Dang it.
Oh, it stayed up.
Doesn't count.
All right, redemption. Do one more.
Redemption. Left, right, do it more. Right. And yeah, no, Tim was great. So yes.
And the brakes do work on the Tahoes. I'm just going to guarantee you that much.
So evasion driving, going 35 miles an hour down a lane, switch into the right lane, switch back into the center lane and brake hard, you know, that kind of stuff. Reverse driving, all kinds of reverse driving. But of course the fun, I mean, the real fun was doing the pit, you know, that was learning how to get up next to a bad guy and bump him and, you know, spin him out, and got to do that. And also, I will tell you, of all the things we did, it's weird watching somebody else do it. At first, you think it's real easy. And you watch somebody, and you're like, oh, that can't be hard. And then I watch him do it, I'm like, oh, that's harder than I thought.
This brand new Tahoe is going to get ruined.
In a Tahoe, which I'm not used to, doing the shuffle steer, which is moving your hands up and down instead of crossing them over like we normally do, just trying to do all of that stuff. And all the counterintuitive things that you just felt unnatural, trying to do all of that properly and maintain a speed and don't hit your brakes and all the things you have to do. But where it really surprised me, when I was going into this, I started to have a little bit of anxiety about it, because I'm like, am I going to get hurt? Is this, you know, what's going to happen, right? Bad things can happen when you're doing progressive.
Yeah, we could roll.
Right, and of course, nothing like that even remotely happened. But I was a little apprehensive about the pit just because I didn't know what to expect. But then what surprised me is the part where I was actually the more nervous, you know, was when he, and we did not do this part, where Lieutenant Kilgan, who had trained us in the shoot house, was in the bad guy car, and we were in the Tahoe chasing him, and they did a practice chase, and it had been raining, and there's puddles, and we're going through intersections, and we're splashing water up and all over everything.
We're bouncing everywhere.
And going, you know, 70, 75 miles an hour, and down to 10, and turning, and, you know, and I'm like,
and then they told us that was the toned down version.
And that
version.
Was the calm version. Right. Yeah. And that I'm like, wow.
What?
And it, I mean, look, I know they enjoy doing it, and they like to be able to, you know, show off the goods for us.
It's
which
amazing
is good.
What
but,
they do.
But it really gave me this tremendous respect for why you train, so that when you're in a situation and you're dealing with an actual bad guy fleeing, and you got pedestrians and people and yourself, and you're trying to deal with all of this stuff, that you want to do that stress. You want to really make it as, you know, normal for them as possible, which is very abnormal. Like, you're talking to dispatch and the sirens are on and you're evading and you're trying to think about, you're evaluating, do I even continue this pursuit?
Exactly.
Is it too dangerous to continue? And then you got other cars joining the pursuit. I mean, all of that stuff.
Just all the things they have to think about. They're calling out where they're at, right, and all this stuff.
And, you know, they, again, putting all of this together in a stressful way so that people practice, so that when they're on the roads doing it, they do it effectively and safely.
But we will put the students through, like, emergency response, if you will. So we'll have them turn the lights on, because even turning the lights and sirens on can sometimes, you know,
it's an activity, right?
Yeah. It gets you excited, you know, because you're going to something. So we'll do that. Lights and sirens, we'll have them drive around, just get used to doing that. And the other thing we'll do is a pursuit course. So we'll have one of our instructors drive as the bad guy, if you will. They'll get into a vehicle, and we will pursue that vehicle with this, you know, the student driving and one and another.
With no cones, no plan, just gotta follow.
We have to follow, but the other thing we do too is we have stop signs, we have road signs, so we make, you know, controlled intersections, if you will.
Yeah.
So the things that they're doing out on the street as deputies pursuing vehicles, they have to, you know, look for cars at intersections. You know, if they come to a stop sign, they have to stop. If they come to a red light, they have to stop. Call out, you know, where are they? You know, what street are you on? What direction
interact
are you
with
going?
Dispatch while
correct
they're...
So we do set up you know, like stop signs, stop lights, road signs, and then we also will throw in, like, you know, mannequins on bicycles and stuff. So there is those things,
surprises,
yes, that they have to look for, because out on the street in Escambia County, there's a lot of people in cars, on bicycles, on foot. So, I mean, there's people everywhere.
What do you mean there's people walking around in Escambia County?
Right.
I have no idea what you mean.
Right.
Wearing dark clothing at night,
at nighttime,
trying to hide
yeah
from the cars.
No,
I don't know what you're talking
rides
about. I've never seen anything like that.
No.
Well, it's just like in the shoot house, right? You got to have good guys, bad guys, uncertainty,
absolutely,
partially hidden. I mean, you want to have as close to real as possible, right?
A little bit of stress inoculation, if you will. So operating under stress.
Yes, stress inoculation. Practice it when it's controlled and get used to it, so you're not, you know, wide-eyed and knuckled and little BB pupils scared to, you know, as you're encountering them. I mean, you know, that's the point. That's exactly right. Oh, we did get some texts in. I told you I'd answer the text. Let's see. Andrew, here's a way for the sheriff's department to make more money. $500 class for 2 hours of drive time on the range and teach you how to be a better driver and do a pit maneuver. Love that. Somebody says you did a pit maneuver. What else? All of it. Except for the chase. I didn't do the high-speed chase, which I think was the right thing.
Yeah, that was the right call.
That was, wow, that was intense. Did they teach you how to drift? No. It's not a law enforcement maneuver.
No, but that kind of came naturally in the rain.
It did. There were some rain events where you're like, yeah, you know, oh, hey, look at that. What car did I, a Crown Vic.
Yeah.
It was a Crown
Vic. And it has welded bumpers.
Oh, yeah, they have, so it's not like you're not damaging the cars. It's designed to do this because they've welded these steel bumpers on the outside, so it's designed to teach you how to do this without damaging the cars. 437-1620. Text me if you have any other questions. But seriously, I really appreciate the sheriff's office giving me a chance to do it so I can share it with you, bring you kind of inside the car a little bit. And total newfound respect for that slice of what they do and the difficulty of it and the dedication to training and preparing and being equipped to do it safely and effectively. I just, you know, they are a first-class organization.
You really know I'm not going to ever watch On Patrol Live again the same. I'm like, oh, wait a second. He didn't do that.
Oh, and again, the shuffle steering too, which is amazing. It's very difficult to learn. But anyway, I'll have videos up later. I just didn't put them up yet. I didn't have time to process them yet. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit in that construction zone. Seeing some minor delays. Also, Davis Highway southbound as you approach Olive Road. Seeing about a 5 to 7 minute congestion delay. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know what? I was actually thinking about this. This is going to sound completely stupid, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Well, say it.
Years ago, got a chance to fly with the Blue Angels. Lucky. As a passenger.
Lucky.
Right?
Lucky.
Yesterday, got a chance to ride with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. As a driver. There is a sense in which that was cool in a way that, because I didn't get to fly the jet, you know? So I was thinking about that, like, I got to actually do this and do this. It was, you know, it was really fun. All right, that's it. I'm done.
Saturday, August 16th, come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right, get 20 to 50 plus acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or visit creeksidepreserveal.com. creeksidepreserveal.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever feel powerless? Powerless to change your circumstances? So did the man at the Pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. This man had an infirmity that rendered him powerless for 38 years. Do you know what changed everything for this man? It was the day he met Jesus. The powerless man met the powerful Son of God. Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately this man picked up his bed and walked for the first time in 38 years. I don't know what it is that's making you feel powerless, whether it's financial, physical, or relational, but I do know that the all-powerful feed if you'll put your faith in him.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Ready to level up your future? George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers, fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job-ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused? Visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
I'm afraid there is someone sitting next to you.
Oh, for God, Don, Don. Who is it, Mr. Sinlinden?
Good morning, 7:30 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, John, we need stickers. We need Pitmaster stickers.
I know, and I just found the perfect one for you.
All right.
Yeah, I just found it.
Nah, it's not going to happen. We'll see if Mike Wood will maybe facilitate this a little bit for us. David, you got any quick notes for us before we go to the news?
Sure. Jussie Smollett's coming back to TV. He's going to be on the new Fox show, Special Forces World's Toughest Test.
I'm CJ Papa. President Trump teasing a potential meeting with his Russian counterpart.
There's a good chance that there will be a meeting very soon.
Today, Russia claims Putin will meet President Trump next week, but the White House has not confirmed the get-together. The deadline is tomorrow for Russia to stop its war in Ukraine. Putin saying today he has nothing against meeting Ukraine's President Zelensky and that the UAE is a possible site for the meeting with Trump. Changing the U.S. Census, President Trump posting on Truth Social earlier, he's told the Commerce Department to create a new way to count the number of people in the country, excluding those who are here illegally. Issues for United at this hour.
United Airlines saying the tech issue was resolved around 10 p.m. last night, but residual delays at major airports across the country are plaguing travelers this morning.
Fox's Chandler Painter.
I had to call my company, let them know I'm not going to be able to make it in on time.
That man stuck in Houston, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 76 degrees. It is partly cloudy. Of course, we'll check our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Well, the mother of the man that shot and killed Brooklyn Sims at a Pensacola Home Depot store back in 2023 has been found guilty of being principal to first-degree murder. A jury found 52-year-old Sheila Agee guilty on that charge yesterday. Evidence showed she encouraged her son, Keith Agee, to kill Sims and even provided him with directions to the store where the shooting happened. Keith Agee was found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder in December 2023. Sheila was arrested several days following that shooting, having just attended a memorial event for Brooklyn Sims a few days before. Sheila Agee faces a mandatory life sentence. Century moving forward with hiring a new town administrator. They've narrowed their candidate pool now down to five finalists. The position comes with a salary range of $112,000 to $137,000, the highest paid role in the town, which has faced some financial challenges the last several years. Town Mayor Ben Boutwell says the administrator will oversee infrastructure and work to secure grant funding. Public interviews are set for August 14th. The council's expected to vote on a new hire by August 19th. Well, e-bike and scooter riders and Golf Breeze may soon have some new rules to be aware of. They'll be prohibited in Shoreline Park, except for the multi-use path. City Manager Sam Abel says kids were using them in areas with heavy traffic from city workers.
Our police department's concern and Chief Hawthorne's concern is, you know, the safety, you know, for these kids, because these vehicles can also, you know, travel up to 45 miles an hour. So Now it's requiring, of course, that they stay on the multi-use pathway. And so they'll have to go on the MUP along Shoreline, you know, actually use the crosswalk. And so it gives the, you know, the police department, you know, more clarity for, you know, enforcement.
And Abel says there were also instances of damage to turf from the devices. The ordinance will require short-term rental owners as well to provide a helmet if they provide an e-bike or a scooter as an amenity for their property. That brings the city into line with state law. The proposed ordinance was approved in a first reading this week. It'll have a second vote on August 18th. Well, charter school students could benefit from a new federal tax credit. Education Secretary Linda McMahon and Senator Ashley Moody were in Tampa yesterday. They visited Brooks DiBartolo Collegiate High School. McMahon said that parents need to be more involved in their kids' education.
Part of our mission to get government out of the way means putting parents in charge, putting them first, and making sure that they are highly involved in their children's education. Parents should also be in the driver's seat when it comes to opportunity and choice.
And the education secretary also discussing that new tax credit, which is meant to encourage people to donate to nonprofits, which give scholarships to students who want to attend a private school. And that program goes into effect in 2027. Well, when's too much too much? News Radio's Chris Bryan has this report. He says one state insurer is potentially facing an issue.
While saying it's reduced Florida's auto insurance rates twice, Progressive Insurance says it could top a state limit on profits. Now, to understand this a little bit better, Florida has an excessive profit law to limit profits that auto insurers can make over three-year periods. Progressive says it's just too early to tell whether it will exceed the limit this year. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Just one accident to let you know about. If you're on Navy Boulevard, north of the main gate in Pensacola NAS, right there near the Shell station, there's an accident that's blocking both northbound lanes. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping to 74. For Friday, 40% chance of rain, high near 89. Friday night, temperatures dropping to 74. Going into Saturday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 89 and a low near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. 76 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 8. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We Care Home Hotline. This is Woody.
Oh man, it's so hot. The AC just can't keep up. What do I do?
Trust the Gnome to protect your home. If your AC's in rag order, our HVAC technicians can fix it up and keep your system running at peak performance all year round.
Thanks, Woody.
Whether HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, WeCare has certified technicians ready to handle all your home service needs. Schedule online at WeCareHeatAndAir.com.
Okay, so it's going to be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:39 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department, Mike Wood. Hey, Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. So let's start with some of the stuff that you guys have been in the news related to. Actually, I think we have a follow-up on an incident you and I talked about last week, which was the standoff where the man had shot a woman and then, you know, you guys had had to go in and get him. So we've got new information about this. Is that right?
Yeah, he shot her in the head, and fortunately she's going to be okay. And then he turned the gun on himself and has been in the hospital, but he has since passed away from his injuries.
Okay, so that is the update on that, which, of course, is, you know, never the ideal outcome. That's one of the things we've been talking about a lot this morning and talking about the driver training stuff is how, you know, people think that SWAT, you know, the goal is to, I mean, they probably think it's to go in and kill bad guys, and that's just the goal is to go in and save bad guys, is, you know, to protect them so they can be brought into custody and be brought to court. And, you know, but people don't think that way. Same thing with the driving. The goal is to protect life, every life. Every life is a citizen's life. So did I say any of that wrong?
No, every life, every day. That's exactly that's what we strive to do. That's what we want to do. You know, things happen and things can get ugly. And unfortunately, that's just part of the world that we live in.
Right. Unfortunately. I mean, if it weren't, we wouldn't need you guys, right? You guys could be, you know, carpenters and radio hosts, and, you know, other stuff. So
radio hosts, that's what I want. Yeah, that's what I'd want to be.
I put you on traffic.
No.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
You feel scared now?
No.
You know Mike would be great on traffic, though. Oh,
right? He would be.
That'd be excellent. You guys have been ongoing noise complaints, dealing with downtown noise, you know, people revving their engines, loud pipes, loud music, all of that, right?
Yeah, and we're still doing that. You know, if you look at downtown Pensacola over the past 10 or 15 years, you know, it used to be mostly commercial property down there, and now there's a lot of people that live there, and they understand when they buy in that area that there's going to be a little bit more noise, but there's a point to where it gets ridiculous, and that's vehicles and motorcycles revving engines for no reason at all. Well, scratch that. There is a reason they do it, and that's to get the attention of people. The problem with that is it also gets the attention of the police, and when that happens, then that can cost them some money. So we do have officers that are down there looking just for that, loud music, loud pipes, and citing people for that.
And now in the beginning when some of these rules got a little bit more strict, as is often the case when the rules change, you guys are in a, you know, warning period. I'm assuming that we're long past that, and if people break the law, they're just cited. Is that right?
Yeah, we're past that. We gave 30 days when this initiative began, and we're well past that.
Okay. Hey, you know what we haven't had an update on in a little while is the red light cameras. Do you have any information about that? Are we seeing any trends in the data, any trends in the behavior? I mean, anything about that you can tell us?
I don't have anything lately. I know the last time that we checked, the trend was still there. People were running red lights a lot, and we're hoping that once the word gets out that the locals, that'll go down. I mean, if we can start looking at tags, you know, if they're local tags or if they're out-of-state tags, and kind of split those up and see if the local tags are the rate of them running the lights is starting to diminish, then we're reaching a goal. And hopefully the out-of-town people, you know, there's not really a lot you can do about that. Everybody knows in every city in America or in the world you're not supposed to run red lights. So we would like to see it go a lot lower than it is.
And the goal for people who might not have been following this conversation over the years we've been having it is everybody knows not to speed in Gulf Breeze, and we'd like what them to think is to not speed in Gulf Breeze and Pensacola or Pensacola, right? That would be the goal. You were asked by Channel 3 to comment about the whole issue at Wild Greg's and the behavior there that led Captain Newman on the base to ban her folks from going to Wild Greg's. But your observation, at least to Channel 3, was that basically from a calls for service perspective and for, you know, bars in general, that nothing is really special about that one location. Is that what you guys are saying, that there's, you know, a bar is a bar is a bar?
Yeah, at this point, I mean, we've had situations there at that particular location where people are saying that the bouncers or the security staff is a little heavy-handed, but we've also had that at other places too. So there's reasons that the Navy makes decisions that they do. That's something that I'm not going to get into. That's for them to speak of. But bars downtown have people that come in there and that act up at times, and then we have to go in and we have to answer calls there. So as far as calls for service go from the Pensacola Police Department, it's not any different than any other bar downtown.
Okay, very good. You know, I've been talking a lot about the driver training and the pit maneuver training that we got yesterday with the Scammy Sheriff's Office, by the way, which is a very great partnership between the Sheriff's Office and the Navy, you know, to be able to use that field, which is really part of the Navy base. People may not realize, but when you drive on there, there's all the signs and stuff. You've heard me talk about this a little bit today. Anything that you want to say from a cop's perspective that you want to add or amplify or correct me on? You know, I'm always willing to be corrected if I say anything wrong, but, you know, any thoughts, Mike?
No, I mean, we train out there as well at the same location. One thing that you probably did notice, that 35 miles an hour driving out to that location is one thing, but when you're trying to maneuver cones, when somebody has to tell you right or left at the last moment, 35 miles an hour is fast, trying to get that vehicle stopped after you make that abrupt left or right turn. That's one thing that you'll find out right off the bat.
Oh, no, couldn't agree more. The you know, somebody says, we're going to do this at 20, you're like, duh, sure. Oh, you know, and obviously at 35, you think, 35, it's slow. Oh, and within that lane and not hitting that cone and not bumping a car, you know, like all that stuff. No, I absolutely agree with that. Hold on for just a second, Mike. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
If you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 and even past the Highway 29 exit, expect about a 7 to 9 minute delay there. Also, Davis Highway southbound approaching Olive Road, it's about a 7 to 9 minute congestion delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood with the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, we always like to, you know, end with a did you know or a, you know, cop myth. You have one for me this week?
Yeah, it's a did you know, and what it's about this time is actually what I'm doing and what public information officers doing, why it's so important to speak and to communicate with the people that you serve. But back when I did this the first time up in the Nashville market, there was no social media, so I had pretty much all day to figure out what I was going to say and when I was going to say it, because the first newscast wasn't until 5 p.m. Social media changed everything. So it's very important for us to communicate with the people that we serve when something major happens, to make sure that they understand what's real and what's not real. Because if with the social media, the truth a lie can circle the globe three times before the truth has a chance to put its pants on. And misinformation and disinformation is what keeps us up at night. We want to make sure that the people that we serve know what the truth is, where to go to get that truth, and get reliable information instead of rumors that are on the internet that can be detrimental.
You know, we were talking about this a lot yesterday because of the school district in Santa Rosa County with regards to Gulf Breeze Elementary, the aforementioned Wild Greggs, and them kind of not saying anything at all about this particular case. And, you know, all kinds of examples abound. And I used you as an example. I said, Mike always does it well. He always gets into the, you know, gets out in front of the story, gets out and gives us as much information as he can, as quickly as he can. I remember a couple of very high-profile incidents where I'm so glad you did, because if you hadn't spoken quickly, as soon as FDLE gets involved, you know, you can't talk anymore about stuff after that. And, you know, we would have been without any information. And in the vacuum, all of the myths and the errors abound, right?
Yeah, if you don't talk, somebody's going to talk for you. So I understand part of the job is to understand how the media works. They've got a job to do. They've got information they need to put out. And if I don't give it to them, or the PIO at any organization doesn't give it to them, they're going to find it somewhere else. And that's what scares me. So I want the information to come from a reliable source straight to the media so they can get that information out.
And, you know, I don't mean this to be like the Praise Mike Wood segment, but you deserve it, because one of the things I've learned over the years of working with you is that here's just the truth, okay? There are some people who are in communications, and I can learn to work through them because they're fantastic. You are one of those people. And there's some people in communications I have to learn to work around them because it feels like they're there to be in the way and to prevent information flow. And that's sad, because what I so appreciate about you is that, you know, if I ask, you are right on it. And, you know, anytime you call, you're always there to answer. I know that's sometimes inconvenient, but you really get that. And the reason I say this is because you train other law enforcement officers in the state on communications and crises and, you know, learning from bad mistakes, learning from errors and omissions. But that's not something just for law enforcement. That's something in general, but especially these days, post George Floyd, Ferguson, you know, communication for law enforcement is vital, right?
Yeah, and what you were saying earlier, it's not me. It's good training. This is not something that I came up with. It's getting good training to understand how things work and to tell new people, new PIOs, this is, you know, you don't deal with the news media. You work with the news media, and you've got people want to know what's going on, especially in a situation if you have a mass shooting at a school. You've got some panicked parents. They need to know right now what's going on. And we might not be able to tell you everything because we simply don't know. It's a fluid situation. But what we can do is tell you what we do know. We do know that there was a shooting. We do know where it was. We do know that the suspect is either dead, in custody, or left the scene. That information I can get out. And I'd like to go before and start getting information out to the people that we serve within the first 20 or 30 minutes, if possible.
And including if there's been mistakes made. The hardest thing I know for people is to acknowledge the bad stuff, but you know, that's where your credibility lies, is in, you know, saying the stuff that people want to know that you're reluctant to say. That's usually the stuff that's most important to say, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're human beings. We're going to make mistakes, and the best thing to do is acknowledge that, because if you don't, then the story's going to last 4 or 5 days when you could have taken care of it in 2 hours.
Absolutely. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you so much for being, honestly, genuinely, a great example of communications professionalism, for being such a good friend, and also giving us great information when we talk to you every week. I appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you again next Thursday. Oh, and,
okay, thank you.
And by the way, I will probably never again, and I have not ever to this point, ever accused you of a lie. I am going to accuse you of a lie.
Okay, bring it on.
You said it's not you, it's all the training. Sir, it's you. And the training. It's both. It's you. You do it differently and better, and I appreciate that. And I know a cop loves nothing more than to get praised, right?
Yeah. Well, look, I didn't know a thing. I didn't know what I was doing. I got trained, and that's all there is to it. It's not me.
Fair enough. Whatever. Mike, thank you so much for the time. I'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
751 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about buying a house, if you're thinking about selling a house, picking up an investment property, a vacation rental or a regular rental, or, you know, I don't know, you're moving up because you're getting family, or you can afford it, or you're wanting to go to the beach, or you're moving down in size because, you know, empty nesters, you know, whatever the case may be. You're done with owning and you want to get a condo. You want to have somebody else take care of the property instead of you, whatever the issue is. If it's real estate, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty can take care of you. 165 transactions last year, 175 the year before, more than 200 the year before that, because times were very easy a couple of years ago. It's hard to remember what it was like when, you know, you'd have an open house and you'd have 12 offers and 3 in cash above list price. You know, like that was a day. And we're kind of somewhat, she says that some of the, you know, multiple offers have been back on the table, but it takes a little more work. Well, when it's a little bit more work, you need somebody who's really good at it, who will follow up and turn the maybes into yeses and make deals out of, you know, maybes. That's what they do all the time. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, man, you want to show your brother your ducks?
Of course, it's 27 minutes of jeopardy.
Don't worry, Ray, we'll bring you right back.
I did feel a little bit like, you know, he lets me drive slowly on the driveway on Sundays. A little bit like that yesterday. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola. Andrew, you are such a nerd. Yeah, well, secret's out. Not much of a secret. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
If you're on Davis Highway right around Atwood Drive, we've got an accident that just happened. No roadblock associated with this, but I'm starting to see a little bit of slowdown on Davis, but not that much. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay in that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump says he plans to slap a 100% tariff on semiconductor imports. Tony Waterman reports there will be an exemption for companies that manufacture their chips in the U.S. or are preparing
that
to do
so. That exemption is a huge relief for the world's largest semiconductor manufacturers because many of them have already announced plans to invest in the U.S. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, for example, is making huge investments in Arizona.
And President Trump made that announcement yesterday at the White House. Apple CEO Tim Cook was there. He announced that Apple is investing $100 billion into U.S. manufacturing. Another official from the Biden administration testifies today in the GOP probe of President Biden's mental fitness while in office. The probe has been focused on his mental decline and use of an auto pen. Republicans claim that Biden's use of the auto pen may make some of his pardons invalid. And, well, the latest target of South Park apparently is Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. They've been taking aim at the Trump administration. And episode 2 of their latest season aired yesterday. It featured Kristi Noem in cartoon form, of course, apparently shooting puppies in the street. So there's that.
Well, isn't there's a backstory on that, right, with her having to there's a backstory
I'm
on
sure
that.
There is. I'm not
I forget some of the details,
yeah.
But I remember this kind of coming up before. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. This I think is one of the most fascinating and also baffling stories. Did you see Channel 3 did good reporting on this, that the Destin City Council passed a limit that members of City Council are not allowed to publish comments about city council or city matters on social media.
And that includes the mayor, too.
Yeah. And the mayor. So what they're saying is this is about Sunshine Law, because obviously social media does create challenges for following the Sunshine Law, because, you know, if City Councilman A posts and City Councilman B comments, that's a Sunshine violation, because that's a meeting and you have to have noticed meetings, public input, transcripts, all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't mean it can't be done. I'm really baffled by this, because as a First Amendment issue, a politician cannot comment on political matters. Look, I don't know who their attorney is, but surely the attorney knows that this will not hold up. Surely. I'm surprised it got passed. Mayor Bobby Wagner.
I think limiting communication and transparency is the last thing anyone wants in government.
Yeah, and nobody wants to do that, and particularly, I liked these comments.
All right, and with that, I respect all of you guys sincerely, individually, But until there's any repercussions, I'm going to have the Mayor Pro Tem sign this resolution. And this has nothing to do with any of you individually, but I am going to continue to have my freedom of speech and continue this forward.
I mean, like, amen. I want to say amen, but it's almost like, you know, when somebody sends you a bill and you pay the bill, you don't say amen. You just say, well, that's the appropriate thing. Dude, is he the only one who gets this? I guess there was one, maybe one city councilman voted against it, but my God, do you own a copy of the Constitution?
Much less have you read it.
Yeah, it's really baffling to me. Again, I get they're trying to accomplish a sunshine compliance purpose, but you can't do it this way. And for him to say, I won't even sign it, good for you. I wouldn't put my name on that nonsense bill either. I don't want to have anything. You can't force me to sign something that's unconstitutional. And this, in my opinion, clearly is.